here to serve you. Number one. So, this next swap girl is a freaking goddess.
I know!
And she's nervous in public.
Yeah.
You know. Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
We've got to get a Tanzanian beggar to notice them. We don't know the war. We may be dead. I don't know. Like, it's okay. You know. There's all these things where you can really process it. Yeah. I feel a little bit of inspiration going up much. A 9-year-old diesel phone.
Whoa.
Let's try and talk to 5-year-old one. Is this just a basic indication that owning a private vehicle is now the richest privilege? And I'm not interested particularly in that becoming new normal. You know, the If we want to be like that, then we should move to Europe. You know? If you want to live with the best in the world, you go to where that world is. But they always make that sound like you're bad. I've never seen, you know. I don't know a lot of German love songs. It just doesn't lend itself to it, you know. Maybe it's awful. They want us to win anyway, obviously. So I just said, hey, somebody who's done something wants to live and finish now this place. So, you just have to find out that they have a place out of the hospital. There you go. If you're so careful, you can't do that. Like, what am I doing? Am I getting rid of the vehicle? Go down to one? Ugh. I couldn't apply for annual tax on my house. Oh, I'm terrible with my insurance. Okay, they provide me free times here. Along with this incredible registration fee I've got to pay. This is a punishment. Yeah. Does it really cost that much to generate that sticker? I thought the computer did it. I thought the outsourced it. I don't even think there's actually. But it's good being printed up by somebody in Bangladesh. Because I bet you have about 12 minutes. What is posted? You're killing me. I understand. Let me call him and say, so, is this real or is this a joke? Because that's more than double. That's more than double what I did last year. If I'm aware of it, I don't know how much that thing is. It's kind of rolled into my team. It's a little high. Well, Government gets what it wants. That's what I'm talking about. The whole idea of saying, you know what, we've got a system ability the beginning of to calculate more net worth in the economy or something, or based on how much money you make, something like that, or how much cash you pay. I think your vote counts proportionately with the tax. If you actually get money back, you know, a lot of horses will actually get money back.
Mm-hmm.
They never take that. Now if they not pay back, they actually get a payment. There you go. Their vote is not at all. You know? Well, you could just do it that way. It doesn't have to be proportionate to how much tax you pay. It's simply if you can. A big refund and you had nothing taken out of your check. You know, it's like you can go to all you want to account for zero. Because you're not asking to get it. You're only, you know. Nothing bad for years. Years out of it. And you go, but guess what? My vote shouldn't have made a difference. No, I didn't anyway. You know, like the Democrats stand really hard to get as many bodies here, no matter what, because bodies are what count. So, they would stop behaving this way at all if it was based on if you pay tax. They're just that simple. You have to produce the voucher that you gave for how much tax you paid. You know? And if you don't have that, you don't get the vote. Then they go, I don't care if they're citizens or not. What I care is they contribute to the economy. At least the tax. And you go, yeah. It was like the whole thing about property tax and everybody voted on it. That, you know, that veterans wouldn't have to pay property tax. You know, it's been creating a whole new group that get the vote for property tax increases, it doesn't affect them. It doesn't, you know, who cares? That's basically the poor as well. You know, they don't care if the guy they vote for raises taxes because it doesn't affect them. I'll vote for a tax spender any day of the week. And you go, then why are they giving the ability to do it? Well, if it was only the taxpayers that were doing it, we'd never pass another tax increase. And you go, that's true. This is, you have to sell too hard. You'd have to convince everybody who's actually paying taxes that what you're doing is actually going to the top with something. Because right now, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it at all. All you have to do is raise up scare tactics that rich people are ripping you off, and the most appropriate way to get back to them is to let the government soak them in taxes. Because it works. You don't have to justify the expenditure. You don't have to sit there and tell the American people how they're spending the money. They don't want to. Thank you. Oh, it's crazy. That, oh, tell me about their home. This is your claw. Here you go. You guys have to throw that system. And it works. It actually works to make sure that that it doesn't have to be accountable. And it spends the majority of its time existing and expanding on accountability. The Democrats have decided to now start the old diatribe thing, which refuses to give us his infrastructure clearance. And you're going, hey, we're going to do that. I want a public disclosure, not some weird committee. I want a disclosure. How much money you're on the expense of all this product? I think it would be hilarious to see the fact that the constituents make less money than you spend in office supplies. I don't think you're being very, you know, just looking at a big purse. And you're enjoying it. And you're seeing the web of multiple lives. We're going to come over to me. I get Frank Mayo, my quote representative, basically telling me what amazing job he's doing. It just happens to come at a convenient time, right before he's coming up for re-election. I'm asking for that. I'm praying for it. I'm praying for it. It's mailing. Ah! How interesting. I haven't seen a whole lot of that lately, so I'm starting to get the impression that somebody up in Washington said, dude, it's not going over. They kind of caught on. I mean, he told them. People know that when it's no stamp on it, it's a signature on the order. They said this is official government business. Taxpayers need to be there. I don't like that. Sacrifice Well, I know I'm nine-year-old car. See, I'll tell you what. I'll sell to my wife for $1. That'll bring my cash down, right? Okay, well, you still have to pay the basic tax fee as if it was worth a million rubles. If you go, yeah. Because I obviously pay a whole lot more than that now.
I might end up with a solution to this. It's just sad.